Thank you for calling Devoted Health. For English, press 1. Para continuar en español. Welcome to Devoted Health. Please listen carefully to the following options so we can get you to the right person quickly. If you are not a Devoted Health member and are calling for more information about Devoted Health plans, please press 1 to speak to an authorized sales representative. If you are already a Devoted Health member, please press 2 to speak to a member service guide. For questions about your prescription drug coverage, please press 1. If your plan offers non-emergency transportation and you need help with
your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Hello, good afternoon, and thank you for calling Devoted. This is your member service guide, Daniel. How may I help?
Hello, Daniel. My name is Phil Rice. I'm trying to reach Brandy on extension 1208, please.
All right, Intel Sales. All right, let me see if I can find Brandy here. Do you know Brandy's last name by any chance?
I do not.
Okay.
Did you hear me tell you the extension number?
Yes, it's just not pulling up anyone at extension 1208. That's last time to see if you knew what department she was from. Are you a member of Devoted?
I'm a member. Well,
all right.
Let me read to you what the message said. This is Brandy, the supervisor with the grievance department at Devoted Health. If you would just give me a call back at your earliest convenience, and she gives me 800-338-6833, and my extension is 1208. So I guess grievance department.
Grievance department. All right.
Department.
Yeah, let me pull that up here. Keep your profile pulled up here so I can bring it on for you. Your profile with us, are you known as Philip Rice?
That should be what it says. Philip with one L.
All right, and what's your birthday?
4/25/53.
All right, I've located you there. All right, and lastly, just the phone number that's on here.
Should be 720-282-3376.
Perfect. All right. I'm just going to get that name of that lady. Should be in the grievance report here. No, I got it pulled up here. Brandy Harmon. Okay. Let me reach out to Ms. Harmon. Bear with me a moment.
Now, before you do that...
Mm-hmm.
What was the last name? Harmon, H-A-R-M-O-N?
Correct.
All right, thank you.
No problem. She had mailed out a letter on the grievance there. That's also trying to let you know. They're still trying to resolve the issue with the portal.
So what you're doing is you're reading the notes. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. From what she's showing here. And I'm still waiting for her to respond here.
Did So you dialed the extension that I gave you, and that didn't seem to work. And then you looked up something, and what, you've got a different extension?
Oh, no. We have to reach out to a special channel here and wait for them to respond. So I'm just waiting for it to respond from our member helpline.
Special channel. Are you telling me that you're not allowed to dial 1208? That doesn't work?
No, we're not allowed to correct dial.
I think
we have to make sure the individual's available and not on call at that moment.
Do you think Brandy knows that?
She does. That's why she gave you the guide number.
What in the world did she leave a message that said, call me at extension 1208? Why would she do that if you're not allowed to do that?
I'm sorry, sir. We just have protocol where we have to reach out. I have to follow that protocol. That's just how they have it set up.
And what was your name again, please?
Daniel Wims.
D-A-N-I-E-L?
Correct.
And then Wims, what is it? Help me spell the last name, please.
Yes, W-I, M as in Mary, S as in Sam.
Okay, very good.
All right.
I'm making a record. I'm going to try and play this for Brandy when I finally do talk to her. And so if you're doing you're interrupting me. Would you let me finish my sentence, please? If
yes,
you're
sir.
Doing what you're supposed to do, then Brandy will probably reach out and give you a pat on the back and an attaboy. Way to go. But if you're not, then maybe she won't be happy with the way you've handled this. The first call I made, I got transferred, and then the phone hung up on me. So this is my second try. And it seems to me like I'm getting the runaround here. If you can put me through to voicemail and I can leave a message for her, that would be fine with me. But it's not fine with me to sit here while you do your protocol and I twiddle my thumb.
I understand. And I'll go ahead and get you over because I do show she's out of office, so it should just go ahead and connect you with her voicemail.
Or it'll hang up on me and the other.
One of the two, correct.